funny.
It's always on a Sunday with Dead and Low.
Yeah, it is. You're awful giggly for a Sunday.
Well, thank you very much. And you're awful jiggly on a Sunday.
I am jiggly.
Yes, you are.
My God, I have heartburn right now.
Oh, my poor darling.
I had that stupid BLT sandwich at 3 o'clock, and it's just burning me.
Oh, is it the bacon?
Yeah, the bacon is burning me.
Or the silly French fries that we had.
Well, maybe that, too, because French fries always give me heartburn.
Yeah.
So, ugh.
Well,
anyways, I got to get over it.
On a brighter note, you have some of the good medication that you can take, right?
Yeah, I have Prilosec I can take. I don't take it every day.
Oh.
But I take it a couple times a week. So, yeah, I haven't taken any since before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So I probably should take some. But
yeah.
Anywho, so we had an interesting and fun Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
We did something we haven't done in eons, which was go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving dinner.
And you chose a great place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Was dining out. It was like a date.
It was. It was fun. And it was like an international date because there were people from all backgrounds there.
Yes.
It was like the international, like I kept thinking it was like the UN of Thanksgivings.
Well, it was. I thought it was great to get there at 11 o'clock, so we were among the first people seated, and they brought out this yummy meal, and everything was prepared. We didn't have to do anything except show up and pay for it.
I know, and we got to sit by some cute people that had a baby, a couple that they looked like they might have been Japanese, and they had a little girl with them who was just adorable, and she was all dressed up in that fluffy dress and just so cute.
Yeah, and there was a couple that sat behind me, and it was nice to see that other couples were coming in. And
yeah, and then I saw two women that looked like they might have been related, like either an aunt and a niece or something like that. They weren't mother and daughter, but they were some type of relation, but they were cute, and they were on a two-topper. And so we went to Fleming's, which 2 years ago we did Fleming's for Thanksgiving in 2020 due to the pandemic, but we did the pickup.
Yes.
And this time I didn't think we could pick up a dinner. I thought we had to make a reservation. So that's why I made the reservation. But then once we were there, there were people coming in getting carry out. So I don't know what I was thinking. But anyhow, it was nice to get out.
Yeah.
And go there for Thanksgiving. And then we drove up north and we went to Sugar Springs, which is the north end of Gladwin.
Yeah, it's in what's called Buttman Township.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually closer to Jay's Ranch, our hunting spot, than where we traditionally stay in West Branch. So it was kind of nice to be close and on the south side of it all and to have a lot better room and lodging than staying in the Quality
Inn at the West Branch, yeah. Yeah, it was nice. So we had rented a house for 3 nights, and it was nice. It was on a little part of Lancer Lake, I believe, because there's two lakes there in Sugar Springs, Lancer
right.
and Lancelot, and we were on the Lancer Lake, so which is a man-made situation, kind of like Canadian Lakes over by Big Rapids.
Yeah, it's a backed-up part of the west branch of the Tittabawassee River.
Okay.
And I don't know if you noticed it when we left and came home today, but as we passed some of the parts of the Tittabawassee River that used to be Secord Lake, the water was quite down as this, I'm not sure if the Secord Dam has been rebuilt or if it's just hasn't filled up yet, but
I didn't look. I just was busy watching the road.
Yeah, it was a big flood a couple of years ago, and heavy rain and unusually heavy rain washed out first the Secord Dam and then the Edenville Dam, and it was a big disaster.
And that was all in the Midland Sanford area.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we were driving separate vehicles because I was thinking I was going to be writing out my Christmas cards this weekend, and you thought you were going to go deer hunting, and as it turned out, I ended up going deer hunting with you, so I didn't really need the second vehicle, but
Well,
It was fun. We had a good time together.
yeah, and you were able to take your little dog and
I took my dog, yeah,
take
which
him
was
out.
good.
And, aside from the general aggravation I get with having a dog in the same room with me,
You were
it
so
was
good.
tolerable.
You were so good, Denbo.
Well, the dog was pretty good.
He was
Yeah.
good. And he barked this morning. So he saw something out the big window. That was the first time he barked.
Oh.
So, oh no, that's not true. Yesterday in the driveway, he barked at Carol and Sherry.
Oh, okay.
When they got out of their car, he barked at them because we were outside waiting for them to show up. So he barked twice the whole time we were there, which was kind of, he's not a barker. People think Chihuahuas are barky dogs, but they're not barkers.
Well, I would disagree because he and his companion of years are the most unruly, poorly behaved dogs when other dogs are around.
Yeah, because they're not used to being around other dogs.
Yeah,
They
they're
weren't socialized to other dogs very well, yeah. But they're
rude.
good with people and they're great with kids.
That they are.
Yeah. So, well, dogs are people too.
No, they're not people, they're dogs.
Oh. Well, what was your favorite part about deer hunting this weekend? Because you've done a huge amount of deer hunting.
This year is
Like you
the
went
most ever.
the weekend before opening day for gun season
Yes.
was, okay, that was a Tuesday the 15th, but you went up on the 12th or on the 11th, which was a Friday. So
Yeah.
you were gone from like a Friday the 11th and you didn't come back until the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Then you were home for 3 days and then we went back up. So I mean, you really hunted a lot this year.
Yeah, not quite as much as I had planned because I didn't have any hunting partners for the, Friday, Saturday, Sunday hunt
After
after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
But you
You
had lots of hunting buddies
before,
for that,
yes.
yeah.
But the fun part was that on Friday you went out with me, and that was the first time you've hunted with me for a very long
It was the first
time.
time I've gone hunting with you since we've been married because I went hunting before we were married. I did the obligatory girlfriend thing in the deer blind.
Yes.
Hunting with you. And then I said, well, shit, once we're married, I don't need to go deer hunting anymore.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you to go with your brothers and nephews and whoever. It's
Well,
fine.
I have I think it was the first time you had a chance to hunt in my blind with all the decorations up, the signs and license plates and all that stuff up. It might have been the first time you've seen that.
I think you had more stuff up on the walls at this blind than you did in the at the other
Oh,
place.
no doubt. No doubt.
And this rule about no talking. I mean, like when you said to me there's no talking in the blind, I'm like, "What?"
It's more important to have no talking on the way out to the blind once you cross the bridge.
There were so many deer in that field. I don't think they would care.
Well, if
They
you keep your
seemed
voice down, that's not bad.
Yeah, because we're up on a higher level. Like, we're not
Yeah.
on the ground
And
level.
we're
We're up.
insulated,
Yeah.
and it's not like we have a giant guitar with an opening that broadcasts the sound of our voices. Our sound is kind of kept inside the blind, and I've had deer grazing outside of my blind and purposefully bang the wall or bang the window, and they sometimes don't even notice. They don't lift their head up from eating the corn
I
and
think it's because it's above their head.
might
And
be.
maybe they just don't. Or maybe they just are used to things banging and clanging. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
The only
they
part that
are,
was freaky,
yeah.
because we saw a ton of does. We saw a lot of does. And we
Yes.
saw some little fawns that were hopping around. The one was going after its mom. It was kind of cute, keeping up with its mom. And then we did see a little 4-point buck, which was cute too. But the one thing that was freaky was when we got out of the blind after the sun went down.
Yes.
And we were going back to the truck. There was that sound that was like that happened like that twice, and you told me later it was
It was
coyotes.
a coyote barking in it. Your imitation of it doesn't sound anything like it. It was essentially, it was a bark.
But it wasn't like a bark, like a ruff ruff like that. It was like a, it had like a weird scratchy quality to
Well,
it.
maybe it was a bobcat. I mean, we have, I during the season when I was up there, I followed a bobcat trail down the road, out towards my blind. It turned off to the east before it got to my blind, but
Well, it was
there's
like it happened
bobcats.
twice. You heard it the second time.
Yeah.
The first time you were coming down the steps and I was outside by myself and I heard it that time. And
Yeah.
then we were walking, we heard it a second time. So I don't know what it was, but that was freaky.
Well, it could have been a raccoon, too.
Who knows? Whatever.
Raccoons would have been fighting with deer over corn or with each other over corn.
Or, I mean, raccoons, aren't they omnivores? Wouldn't they be going after some entrails?
They could have, but those were pretty cleaned up after Tim's
I'm thinking about on
talk.
the neighbor's property.
Oh, could have, but that would have made the sound a whole lot further away.
Oh, okay.
That sound came from
It seemed like it was right
Mitch's, the
across.
Goodrich place.
Okay, it seemed like it was just right across the cornfield.
Yeah.
So, anyways, well, it's interesting.
Well, we also saw a very thin crescent moon as the sun was setting. It was really gorgeous. I mean, just super, super clear. It was nice to see the stars.
My gosh, there were so many stars out last night. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
And we had a little bit of a mystery yesterday because there were a lot of gunshots.
Tons of gunshots. It started around 7:30 in the morning.
And this wasn't at the deer blind. This was at
No,
the lake.
this was at Sugar Springs in
Yeah.
this residential area with these lakes. And I think you figured out the mystery, though.
Maybe. We're surrounded in that Sugar Springs area with all kinds of deer habitat and all kinds of deer management units. People are all about the hunting. But there's also these beautiful lakes that have waterfowl, and the waterfowl season goes on into December. So, thinking about all of the shooting that we heard at certain times, it was like bang, 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 and that sounded less like somebody shooting off a semi-automatic firearm at a deer and more like somebody shooting at geese.
Shooting at a flock of geese flying
Yeah.
over. And it had a real bass to it, so then I think maybe, like you said, it was a
It
shotgun.
was shotguns, yeah. Made
And
more sense and
yeah, than rifles. Because rifles have a distinct sound and almost like a ripple effect in the air
yes.
when you hear a rifle go off. And
Yes.
this was definitely more of the
Softer.
boom of a, like a softer boom, but then it had a lot of bass to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, our dog was not pleased with it, so we had to put the TV on so that it would camouflage it. And then eventually I put him into his plastic carrier and, put him up, set him up on top of the cocktail table there because it just seemed like he didn't hear that. And then with the TV playing, he wasn't able to hear the shotgun going off. But I mean, it went off all day periodically, so.
Yeah. And I heard a few shots this morning as I
I
was
did
packing.
too, yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was like you said, it was people shooting either ducks or geese or whatever. And
And you saw a boat going out
I
yesterday.
did 6:30 in the morning yesterday. I took the dog out and I heard this boat going. And I thought, wow, somebody's going fishing, but they're going real early. But now it makes more sense that they would have been gone goose hunting or duck hunting.
Yeah, usually a duck or goose boat will have all kinds of reed-like camouflage on it so they can lay down in the boat with their guns essentially pointed in the direction of their feet. So all they have to do when they hear the geese come in over their decoys is to sit up and start shooting.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And,
And then how do they gather the fowl? Like, do they float on the water?
well, they sometimes will have a dog go retrieve. If you've heard of a retriever, that's what retrievers do, is they go get the bird that's been shot, bring it back to the boat
So they get in the water.
or to
They
the
get in
land.
that freezing cold water.
Yeah.
The water probably wasn't frozen, though.
Well, there were little spots that were freezing around the edges and
Yeah. Well, that's just, I'm just glad you don't do that. I'm glad you don't go goose hunting or duck hunting. Because I have a friend that used to date a guy that did that, and she learned how to get the buckshot out of the
out of the birds.
meat. And I mean, it was painstaking. It was watching her do it was painstaking to go through and get all the buckshot out. It was just like, oh my God. And then, whatever. The other thing that this particular fellow used to like to do too is hunt for turtles. And she had learned how to make turtle soup too. So I remember watching her make turtle soup one time.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were really into the game meats and stuff. And I remember one year she hit, he also was a pheasant hunter and he had hunting dogs and he was a veterinarian. So he had a practice. But when it was hunting season, he basically took off and, had hired in veterinary help. So that he could go hunting for weeks on end, but he would go pheasant hunting on his property. And I remember she made her wreath for her front door that year, and it was pine boughs and all this kind of stuff and dried berries. And then she had stuck in some pheasant feathers. And so I thought, wow, she's really gone off the deep end. She's gone from a city girl to a country girl, which is totally fine. I mean, they had a freezer full of, game meat and fowl, I'm going to say. And also, he was a fisherman. So, I mean, they had, meat on the table every day.
Well, the Grandma Sullins used to make church hats, really fancy church hats out of pheasants and Asian pheasants, all kinds of, very ornate feathering. And I think the pillbox style was one where she made more than one. But
That
it's
art is
interesting
called
to see.
millinery.
Is it?
When you make hats, you're a millinery, yeah.
Well, both of my grandmas were very into crafts. And Grandma Sullins made hats, she made rugs, she made quilts, she made leather work. Some of my prized possessions are a wallet that she made and a little coin purse, and very talented. And Grandma Sargent, on the other hand, was big into quilts and canning all kinds of things. And
And she was a fisher person. She was
oh,
a
she loved to
fisherwoman,
go fishing,
fishing. And
yes.
I like what you talked about, what she would do with her fish. She'd fillet them and then she would freeze them in blocks of ice.
Well, usually she caught them, and somebody else in the family would rake the scales off. I can remember a device that was made with a stick and a bottle cap on the end of the stick to use to remove the scales. And usually one of the older males in the family would do the cleaning of the perch. We were big into perch. And one time I remember coming home from Tawas Bay with a garbage tub that was about 2.5 feet diameter, about a foot deep, filled with perch, and the count was 110 perch.
Wow.
And so we were a long time cleaning perch. And one of the delicacies is if you caught enough of the female perch that had eggs in their bellies, that would be a great breakfast treat the next day to have the perch eggs. It's kind of like scrambled eggs for breakfast with a little bit of perch flavor.
Gross.
Really delicious.
No.
Yes,
No.
really delicious.
That's like roe. They call that roe, right?
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, but I've never had it cooked. I mean, I've
Well,
had caviar, where that's the red eggs, the white eggs, or the black eggs,
yeah.
And I've also had like Dover sole, where if it comes with the roe, it's cooked,
Yes.
which is a weird consistency, which
Yes.
is what I'm envisioning in my head for this roe in
It's
with your
like
eggs. Like,
soft.
oh, it's
No,
weird. Oh.
it's not in with the eggs.
Oh, she just cooked
It's the
it in substance.
consistency of scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird texture. It's like I'm weirded out by it. It's just
Well, let's
there's
go
just some
back for a
things I don't
moment.
like.
Let's go back for a moment to
Like,
these large quantities of perch.
yeah.
Once cleaned, we would use those cardboard, waxy cardboard milk cartons that she would save. And after everything was cleaned and filleted, scales were off, we'd drop them in, head first, or the head was off, so the
I was
tail
gonna
was
say, yeah,
up,
tail on.
and then fill it with well water and then put it in the freezer. And
Right.
it'd freeze into a block of perch that at some future date she could take out, thaw, and have a nice perch meal.
But that's a great idea because it kept the fish from getting freezer burn.
Yeah.
So I love that idea.
Yep. Protected in a waxy cardboard milk carton container, and you don't see those much anymore, but it was a great idea and it was a great use of the perch. I mean, you could load up, and it didn't require 110, but enough for whoever caught them for dinner that night, and grandma's recipe for cooking them was very
Well, 10
yummy.
people could have 10 fried perch, right? Because that'd be like a perch
Oh no,
dinner.
like everybody would have two or three,
Yeah, but I mean like
two fillets.
a perch dinner would be, when you get perch dinners, there's
Yeah.
probably 10 fillets.
Yeah. So the fun part of the perch dinners when grandma would make them, she made coleslaw. She also would occasionally make codfish gravy
Oh,
for
I
boiled
know.
potatoes.
You've talked about your codfish
Have
gravy.
I?
Yes, it's just another gross thing. Ugh.
Well, my dad liked it. And
Talk about the turkeys you've made. Let's talk about Thanksgiving because we're off into the weeds with the perch.
oh, okay.
The
Well, you know
script,
I
the
love
perch script
perch.
has started. Yeah, let's get off the perch script. Okay, let's go back to
Turkey.
turkey, which
Okay.
I don't care for, but fortunately at Fleming's I was able to get all dark meat.
And I was able to get all white
Even
meat.
though they were advertising breast, you could get mixed or one or the other. So fortunately, I was able to get dark meat, which was so good. But I am not a turkey fan. I can pass on turkey all day long, 365 days a year. I'm not a turkey fan. But, and I don't do Thanksgiving. Like, I have never cooked a Thanksgiving dinner for family or friends or anything. That was never my holiday. So, but you, on the other hand, have made lots of Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah,
You're like the king of Thanksgiving
I
dinners.
don't know about the king. I might be the Duke of Thanksgiving, but
The
not the
Duke
king.
of Turkeyville.
Yeah, the Duke of Turkeyville. I like that title. It sounds sort of British. Hoity-toity. But the tradition in 1987 was begun when my ex-wife and I moved to suburban Chicago, and we moved into the new house on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And this means
So,
that,
like the day before Thanksgiving.
yeah, the day before Thanksgiving, and all of the stuff that we had to make Thanksgiving dinner was in boxes, and we had to find the stuff to make dinner. We also had this little problem that since we just moved there, we didn't have a freezer or a refrigerator. So we had one ordered. It was to be delivered on Wednesday afternoon, and it didn't get there until about 5 o'clock. And then we could go grocery shopping. So don't remember if it was fresh or frozen. But the reason that there was a little bit of pressure is the next morning, her sister and her family were arriving with our daughter on the Amtrak train, and they had to be picked up at Union Station in downtown Chicago while the turkey's cooking. So it turned out okay. Got everybody in the car, got everybody up to Schaumburg, the little town where we lived. And Turkey Day went off just fine. Everybody had turkey and a nap, which is kind of the tradition. And the stuffing was white bread croutons, whole wheat croutons, and my secret ingredient was always to mix in a little Jiffy corn muffin mix. And so with onion and celery, this was my magic stuffing, and everybody loved it. Oh, I also had sausage, Bob Evans sausage mixed in there. So it was kind of a mixture that was appealing to a lot of taste buds. And in succeeding years, the requests kept coming in for what are you going to do different to the turkey the next year? And every year I tried to do something different with the stuffing or with the seasoning. And one year they said, now you got to really try something really radical, really different. I said, well, I'll have to think on it because I've been expending all these ideas and everybody was liking it. So they wanted me to keep trying. And then over the next year, I had this thought that perhaps I could try to make a giant buffalo style turkey.
That sounds good.
And the recipe that I had in mind was to put red pepper, cayenne pepper, and paprika, and cover the inside of the cavity, a little bit of cumin. And then instead of stuffing, I decided to go with dressing that year. And I stuffed the turkey with stalks of celery, carrots, and chopped halved onions. So the inside of the turkey was filled with vegetables. And then I powdered the outside with the paprika, cayenne pepper, and cumin, a little bit of celery salt. And it was bright red, and then I emptied, once it was in the pan, I emptied a whole bottle of Red Hot on it.
Frank's yummy red hot sauce.
Frank's Red
I
Hot.
love that stuff.
I do
That's
too.
so good.
And I thought, this is going to be very original. This is going to freak everybody out, and I'll be out of the business of having to make a different turkey every year. And when it cooked, the basting, I could smell the vinegary, peppery, garlicky, oniony flavors of Frank's Red Hot and all that stuff. And when it came time to serve it, everybody was a little bit nervous because the gravy was bright red.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, it was as red as Santa Claus's suit. And putting it in a little puddle in a pile of mashed potatoes, it looked kind of festive, red and white, and you're halfway to Christmas. Well, somehow the cooking process moderated the heat and it was super flavorful, not hot at all.
Wasn't spicy hot.
No, it was not spicy hot. It was spicy, but
But
not
well, not
spicy
but
hot.
not like burning your tongue, yeah.
No. And so then from that point forward, everybody wanted it exactly that way.
Oh my gosh. So in other words, your weird method became so
Backfired.
popular, backfired
It
that people want, so
backfired.
you had to keep making turkeys after that. And you'd already been making them for over a decade. Well, you're the turkey man.
Well, at some point along the way, I also roasted a pig, and I used this same general thinking on the seasoning for the outside of the pig, which was essentially red pepper, paprika, celery salt, and lots of brown sugar.
Did you roast the pig in the pan or did you roast it in the
Oh, no, it
ground?
was roasted on
On a spit.
a special
Okay.
contraption. In fact, tie into our visitors yesterday, my cousin Carol and her family showed up at my in-law's cottage. It was in the summertime, if I recall, up at 8 Point Lake in the Lake Station, Everett area. And so we borrowed this contraption that my ex's father had made just for roasting a pig. And I think at one point he did a pig and a lamb on the same spit. But we took, I think it was 7 bags of charcoal to make this thing work. And it just took hours to prepare. And
I can imagine.
but it was great fun.
Well, you're a very adventurous cook.
Yes.
You're not afraid to try cooking. That's what's wonderful about it.
Well, I know you thought certain things about me when you first met me and how much I like to cook. And
I know, I loved it. I was like, oh my God, good. It's great that he likes to cook. You'll never go hungry.
well, I haven't yet.
No. Dunbo, I'm wiped out from this weekend, if you can believe it or not. It's like been Wednesday night making pies over at my niece's house.
Yes.
And then Thursday, our outing for Thanksgiving dinner at 11 a.m., which was unusual. And then going up to
And instead
Sugar
of going to
Springs
take a
and
nap,
then
we
going
get in the
hunting. I
car.
know, we didn't get our, that's what happened. We didn't
Yes.
get our Thanksgiving Day nap
Yes.
because we rode up there. And then I don't remember what we did for dinner. I have no idea what we did because nothing was open. So I guess we took some food with us
Yeah.
and did that. And then the next day, I don't know what we
I
did. We
remember
drove to
what we
town.
did. We tried to find a place that was open to get a pizza.
But nothing was open. So we
Nothing
made a
was
we
open.
made so we made do with whatever we had taken up
I
there.
made phone calls to West
I
Branch
know.
and
I kept
Gladman,
telling you
and
there's nothing open on
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
you were
That's the one
right.
people get off Thanksgiving and Christmas. But anyhow, but we made do with whatever we had taken up there to nosh on. And then the next day we went deer hunting. And then the next day we saw your cousins. And then today we drove home. And today we put up the stable for our nativity scene when we got home. So there's
Yes.
no rest for us. We have not had a nap in all these days. There's been no naps.
Well,
We've
I'm
just
sure
been
we'll
busy, 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 just keeping going. And so
sleep
now it's
soundly tonight.
tonight is going to be a nap night. We're going to go to bed early and we're going to wake up early. I got a big day at work tomorrow too.
Yeah, me
So,
too.
all right, Dembo. Well, this has been awesome. It's been a great, fun weekend with lots of activities. And we went walking and we did all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah,
So
we scoped out our little
we were
neighborhood that we
super
were
busy.
renting in.
Yeah, it was fun.
And we saw lots of deer, some of them in the neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely we were in deer country.
And we saw lots of Amish. And I went to town yesterday to get some coffees at breakfast time. And one of the Amish wagons was slowing me down. And I waited for an appropriate time to pass. And while I was waiting, five deer ran out across the road in front of the carriage. And I said, yeah, probably a good thing I didn't pass them earlier because I would have hit those deer. So,
Yeah, we don't want that. I hate that to see dead deer on the side of the road.
yeah, well, it's a waste.
Yeah. Except the coyotes like it.
Well, yeah.
So, anyways, my love. All right, well, then we'll wrap it up for tonight.
Well, as always, I love you and I adore you,
I
Lois.
love you, Denbo. Have a.
Thanks. Thanks for hunting with me.
Oh, yeah. I'll never do that again. No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say never. I'm not going to say never because I actually enjoyed it.
Did
I
too.
enjoyed it. And I'm just glad that, no deer lost their lives in the process because I really don't want to be, I was kind of joking around with your cousins yesterday. I just don't want to be a part of all the work that starts once you kill a deer. There's a lot of work and
That's when the work
it's
starts.
exactly what I'm saying. I don't want to be
Yeah.
a party to any of that. Do I like going out there and do I like the hunting part? Yes, the hunting and the looking for the deer and the way they come out like little ghosts into the cornfield. I love all that. But after you kill a deer and then everything that goes on after that and hanging it up to bleed out and all this stuff, I mean, all of that. It's just so much work. I'm not interested in any of that. But I
Yeah.
will eat venison,
Well,
so.
that's why I've always said that it's all about the hunt. It's not about the kill. Because
Right.
once the kill occurs, then the work starts. It's
Right.
fun up to that point.
Right. And then it's not fun. And it would not
Yeah.
be have been fun for me had you seen some type of a deer that you wanted to take yesterday. So I was glad you didn't see anything that you wanted to take. And I just was happy to watch the deer because they were cute. Even though I'm not a big fan of deer, I think they're, they cause so many accidents. They're actually horrifying. But anyhow, it was just nice to see them in the cornfield and see them around the surrounding area. It was nice to see the deer.
And the scenery,
The scenery
the
up there is just
sunset was,
stunning.
yeah, it is
Beautiful.
stunning.
So that part, so I should not never say never. I will probably go hunting with you again, but if it's up there with a whole bunch of guys and, your brothers and cousins and nephews and, I just don't think I would go for that because that's going to be too serious of hunting. I like it that we can go up there and goof around a little bit and, just enjoy the deer.
Yeah, well, I enjoy you, dear.
You're funny, Denbo.
Well, I love
I
you.
love you. Chat next Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye.